This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast. I'm Katie, a mindset coach, here to help you shift your perspective, break through self-doubt, and create a life that you truly love. We'll dive into personal growth, building self-confidence, and mindset shifts that spark real change. Thanks for hanging out and let's get started. If you're feeling stuck, like nothing is moving for you, or like you're frustrated with where you're at, I really think this episode will help. Because the hard truth is, you might not actually be stuck. And if you feel that way, it's not because you're incapable, but it is because your comfort zone is probably keeping you small. And I know this because I've lived through this so many times and I've had to step back and ask myself if I was even doing anything different to get unstuck. And a lot of the times, the light bulb moment that I would have is, wait, maybe I'm just not getting out of my comfort zone. So by the end of this episode, I'm really hoping that you will feel motivated to step out of your comfort zone and have clarity on how to get unstuck. And some signs that you might be addicted to your comfort zone is procrastinating on things you know will help you grow. Maybe you're making excuses and say, I'll start when I'm ready or when I feel ready. Maybe you're feeling envious of people who take bold actions because deep down you might want to be doing the same thing. Or you're saying, this is just how I am, instead of pushing yourself to evolve. Maybe you're overthinking every single little detail instead of acting, or you're staying in the same routine even if it's unfulfilling. And I do want to say, though, that it's not your fault that you stay in your comfort zone or that you're stuck in your comfort zone, because so much of it is really just conditioning and science. Because for one, our brain craves familiarity and safety. So it resists change even when we want it. And our brain sees change as a threat because the amygdala reacts to uncertainty the same way that it reacts to danger. So this is why stepping out of our comfort zone feels so uncomfortable, even when it's a good thing for us, because it literally feels like a threat. It feels like, oh my God, something dangerous is happening for me, even though it's really just something that is just not super familiar for us. Another reason is the homeostasis effect. So just like your body maintains a stable temperature, your mind tries to keep you in a familiar emotional state. So if you're used to playing small, or if you're used to doubting yourself, it feels normal, even if it's limiting you. And then there's also that dopamine and familiarity. So your brain rewards you with dopamine when you stick to what's familiar, and that reinforces your comfort zone. But growth requires discomfort before the reward comes. And sometimes we're not gonna see the reward for a while, but once we start stepping out of our comfort zone, once our comfort zone grows, we're able to be like, okay, wait, this is amazing. Like, those things that used to be out of my comfort zone, or those things that felt so uncomfortable, are now in my comfort zone. And then that can be reinforced instead. Some other reasons we stay in our comfort zone is because comfort just feels like safety. So even if we're unhappy, staying where we are right now feels safer than the unknown. There's also this fear of failure, and I know I have felt this so much too, where your brain is wired to avoid pain, and failure is just perceived as painful, even though failure is just information you need to succeed. There's also this illusion of not being ready. And I just want to say, like, we're never going to be 100% ready, and you don't need to wait until you're 100% prepared, because the truth is, confidence comes from action, not from waiting. And then there's also this sunk cost trap. So we stay in jobs, relationships, and routines that don't serve us just because we've already invested time in them. But staying in them even longer just wastes more time. And trust me, I know how that feels. You're like, oh my God, I've been at this job for so long, I'm gonna have to start all over. Or I've been in this relationship for so long, even though it's not healthy, like, I don't wanna start all over. But the truth is, the longer that you wait, the more time you are stuck in that. And I do also wanna say that once you're out of it, there's no such thing as that wasted time. Like, that was just something for you to grow from, for you to learn from, and for you to just really realize, like, okay, what is meant for me and what is not meant for me. Our brain also just tells us so much lies when it comes to our comfort zone. And this can be like, oh my God, what if I fail? And I want you to challenge that with instead, what if I succeed? Because it's literally a 50-50 chance. So why are you focusing on the negative? And even if you do fail, you'll learn something that moves you forward. So I think that is such a huge light bulb moment that I had too, of like, okay, instead of seeing this as failure, I'm gonna reframe it and see it as something that is just information gathering. Another lie that our comfort zone tells us is that people will judge you. But the truth is, you are the only person living your life, and people will always have opinions. But at the end of the day, you are the only person that is living the life that you are living, and you are the only person that is gonna be living with your choices, that is gonna be living with your regrets. And so instead of being like, oh my God, what are people gonna think of me? Ask yourself, what am I gonna think of myself if I just stay in my comfort zone and if I don't go for the things that I wanna go for? Another lie is where I'm at is good enough. And I think this is a big lie that we tell ourselves a lot of times, because we're like, you know what? No, like, I'm fine here. I'm okay with how life is going, even though we deep down are not at all, but because we're like, you know what? I don't wanna get out of my comfort zone and this just feels fine. But I want you to ask yourself, if someone came up to you and said that your life would be the exact same forever, would you be happy with that? And I think this in itself is such a big motivator to want to step out of your comfort zone. And then another lie too is that change is too hard. And I want to tell you too that so is staying stuck. You get to choose your heart. Do you want to stay stuck or do you want the change? And I know that change is uncomfortable. I know that getting out of your comfort zone is uncomfortable, but so is staying in the same place as you are right now. Now I want us to talk about some ways for you to break free from your comfort zone, because I'm not just gonna leave you hanging on, okay, this is how you know you're stuck in your comfort zone and this is why you're stuck in your comfort zone, because we really want to get you out of your comfort zone first. And I think the first thing to do is to normalize discomfort and realize that growth feels uncomfortable at first, but discomfort is transformation. So the more that you do things that scare you, the easier they become. And then one day you're able to look back at them and be like, oh my God, like those things that once felt so uncomfortable for me are now in my comfort zone. And I think I've shared this before too, but for me, like something that was so uncomfortable was literally going to coffee shops by myself and working from there alone, especially like going to a coffee shop for the first time that I've never been to and having to go alone. And it was like actually so terrifying for me for some reason. And now I look back and I'm able to do that effortlessly. And it's like, sometimes you just really have to just step out of your comfort zone and do it a few times, and eventually it becomes so much easier and you're like, wait, I am now able to do that effortlessly. Another great tool for stepping out of your comfort zone is to reframe fear as excitement, because your body reacts to excitement and fear in similar ways. So instead of saying, oh, I'm scared to fail, reframe that to, I'm excited to grow. And I know you might not believe it at first, but even just saying it to yourself and repeating it to yourself helps your brain, like helps that sink into your brain, and eventually you're able to believe it. So before you're going somewhere new and you're like, oh my God, I'm afraid to go there alone, you could be like, I'm so excited to go there alone. And also just seeing it as like, anytime you do something that is out of your comfort zone, you are growing, whether it goes how you want it to go or whether it doesn't, there is still growth in that. And that in itself is a win. What has also really changed a lot for me too is saying yes before I feel ready. It's like the quote, say yes and figure it out later. Because I know we want to think about all of our options, how to go about it, like every single detail of the plan. But what has really just helped me is committing to it before thinking about it. And even when I started this podcast, I actually had no idea what I was doing. I was like, I literally know nothing about starting a podcast. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but I committed to it and let things fall into place. And it's also being okay with not knowing all the details and allowing yourself to figure it out. And also something else too, I was like talking to a client about this recently, and she was so, like she was thinking about step number 15 of her whole entire plan when she hasn't even reached to step one. And a lot of the times we are like on step 15 and we don't realize that step 15 might look so differently once we actually get there. And so I really just want you to encourage you to, number one, say yes and figure it out later. And number two, just focus on the step in front of you instead of the whole entire staircase. Another thing that has really helped me too is changing my self-concept. And this is especially in relation to how I saw myself as someone who stepped out of my comfort zone. So instead of seeing myself as someone who is afraid to get out of my comfort zone or shy, I changed my self-concept to someone who effortlessly steps out of my comfort zone and felt excited to do it. And again, this is just repeating these things to yourself and how you view yourself and how does that person hold themselves. And if you're interested in more self-concept work, I believe I have a podcast episode about how to change your self-concept. So I think just really changing the way that you view yourself, really asking yourself, how do I want to see myself and how does this person show up, and repeating that to yourself and just start showing up as that is such a huge game changer. Another really great tool too is making decisions based on your future self. And I think that really goes off of self-concept. So I love to ask myself, what would my future most confident and successful self do? Like, how would she go about this? How would she act? And then act from that place instead, because that version of you is already within you. Like, you wouldn't have that future version of you within your mind if it wasn't possible for you and if it wasn't within you. And so sometimes you just have to really just tap into that. Again, also just starting small, something like just what I just said, like, you don't need to climb the whole staircase at once. Just take one step, chunk down those bigger things into smaller steps, and realize that even those little steps, even that little step that you take out of your comfort zone, is still a step out of your comfort zone, and it really makes a big difference in the long run. And lastly, accountability really helps speed things up. So having a coach, a mentor, or community really keeps you from slipping back into old patterns. And I think this has just been so helpful for me too. So I just started reading The Artist's Way, and I posted about it on Instagram, and there was so many of you who were interested in doing it too. And so I created a huge group chat, and it's just so exciting having other people who are going through that same thing with you. Or there's just been times in my life where I wanted to start something, so I was like, okay, I should get a coach to help keep me accountable with this. And it's really just realizing that you don't need to do this alone. Like, there are so many people who also feel the same way that you are feeling. And it is really just about taking that little step and realizing that even those small steps do make a big difference. And I just know you might not want to hear this, but I think it is very freeing realizing that feeling stuck is a choice and that you are never really actually stuck. You're either growing or you're staying comfortable. And I guarantee you, even if you take that one little step that is out of your comfort zone, do something new, things are bound to change for you, because in order to get new results, you have to do something different. It's like the quote, nothing changes if nothing changes. And you really have to get to that point and realize that the discomfort of staying the same is so much worse than the discomfort of change. Because I know, again, if someone came up to you and told you that your life would stay the same forever, you probably wouldn't be okay with that. So take that one step, do something different, try something new, whatever it is, and realize that the best version of you is on the other side of your comfort zone, and you owe it to yourself to go for it. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much if you left a 5-star review. It helps grow the podcast so I can create more episodes for you. I am sending you so much love and light, and we will chat in the next episode.